Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, September 2nd. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. This week marks the start of President Trump's initiative to waive import tariffs on beef in an effort to lower prices. As KHOL's Jenna McMurtry reports, many Wyoming ranchers oppose the move they say could pinch an already struggling industry.
The 90-day tariff pause is aimed at making hamburgers cheaper amid record high prices. But Cheyenne area rancher Mark Isley says it's the last thing the volatile industry needed this year.
We took a 10% hit right away on those cattle when this announcement came out. No change in the cattle, just a change in the psychology of the market.
Isley is the past president of both the Wyoming Stock Growers Association and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He'd rather get more federal support instead of more competition, especially as ranchers like him battle a historic drought.
The reality is we raise grass and we market it through the cattle. Without that grass, we don't have the cattle.
Economists say consumers won't find cheaper beef at the store because the imports won't be large enough to dent the large industry. And they say those who want higher quality meat should stick to American standards. I'm Jenna McMurtry, KHOL News.
A Wyoming district court judge dismissed a case brought by the ACLU of Wyoming against the Laramie County Sheriff's Office over its three agreements with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. The ACLU claims that Sheriff Brian Kozak should have gotten permission from the Laramie County Commissioners before signing the 287G agreements. The ACLU sued on behalf of three plaintiffs who say they were injured by the sheriff's increased immigration arrests. In her dismissal, Judge Robin Cooley said these plaintiffs did not adequately prove their standing in the case. That's according to reporting by the Wyoming Tribune Eagle. The judge said the ACLU did not show how the costs in time and money could be directly linked to the fact that the sheriff did not get permission to sign the agreements. Residents in Mountain West states are more likely to bring up self-harm and crisis text line conversations than Americans at large. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports that could be because of the state's rural nature.
In Wyoming, 64% of people who reached out to the nonprofit Crisis Text Line in recent years lived in rural areas, the highest proportion nationwide. And suicide came up in 30% of those conversations with Wyomingites, a couple percentage points higher than the national average.
The difference is that for rural texters, there are steeper structural barriers.
The Crisis Text Line's Tracy Costigan says there's geographic isolation and limited mental health resources.
But there's often more limited community and school-based programming to support social connection as well.
Suicide also came up in around 30% of conversations in Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Utah. Nevada and New Mexico were slightly below the national average of 26%. For the Mountain West News Bureau and Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
You can text HOME or HOLA at 741-741 to reach a live crisis counselor. A federal panel yesterday temporarily halted a controversial data center in Nevada. The project approved by the Bureau of Land Management is seen as a test case for data centers on public lands. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
Local leaders and environmental groups allege that federal officials approved the data center near Boulder City, Nevada, without proper environmental studies and failed to get their input.
It sort of has become an emblem of this new frontier in the fight against data centers.
That's Patrick Donnelly with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the environmental groups that has filed an appeal with the BLM. Donnelly said a BLM appeals panel issued a stay, which for now stops the project from moving forward.
They agreed that noise is a potential harm from data centers. They agreed that air pollution is a potential harm from data centers.
City officials say the data center would use local water and power supplies, as well as emergency response services. BLM approved an environmental assessment for a solar project by the company Townsite Solar, but the panel found it did not do an assessment when the company changed the plan to a data center. The stay is in place until both sides present legal briefs. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
Wyoming Game and Fish is seeing more black bear activity around the state and reminding the public that the start of fall is a feeding frenzy for the mammals. That could mean more encounters as bears stock up on nearly 20,000 calories a day to build fat reserves for winter. Game and Fish recommends putting away attractants like trash, bird feeders, and dog food to keep both humans and bears safe. This year's ongoing drought may encourage bears to turn to human sources of food more than normal, the department says. Last month, a presumed black bear bit a hiker on Teton Pass. An investigation determined the sow was likely protecting its cubs and that by correctly deploying bear spray, the hiker was less severely injured. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Sheridan County's highest mountain peak may be getting a new name. The Sheridan Press reports local police chief Travis Koltiska proposed naming the unnamed peak, known locally as High Point, in honor of Sergeant Nevada Krinke. He was killed in the line of duty 2 years ago. The renaming requires federal approval, which U.S. Senator John Barrasso has agreed to shepherd along. A world record holder returned to the Wyoming golf course where he achieved it. The Rollins Times reports two-time world long drive champion Kyle Berkshire visited Rochelle Ranch Golf Course. That's where he hit the longest golf drive ever professionally measured and recorded. The event gave people the chance to meet Berkshire and watch him in action. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports Anna Gibson came in sixth at the Race of the Five 4,000ers in Switzerland. She clocked in at 2 hours, 59 minutes, 22.7 seconds in the 31-kilometer long race. This was her first time cracking the three-hour mark. And the National Park Service celebrated its 110th anniversary last week. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's Wyoming trivia question. Who from Wyoming once served as ambassador for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be sure to give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what and where was the first actual hospital established in Wyoming? The first civilian hospital in Wyoming was a medical tent pitched by the Union Pacific Railroad in Cheyenne in 1867. It remained and eventually grew into today's Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. Over in Laramie, there was a military hospital at Fort Sanders, which was established around the same time. Congratulations to Edward Reyes, the first to submit the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy yourself as we slowly approach the fall in a few weeks, and join me again tomorrow.